That was the US's opinion on PetroCarib. 2006, it is a failure. It will not benefit the OECS, and we won't see anything out of it for years. And that is the unfortunate echo that I hear coming out of the echo chamber. Now that it has caused benefit, they wish it to go away because it does not fit with their worldview and a position that they adopted from day one when they said they would never sign and then they would unsign PetroCarib. That is fine as an ideological position. We can debate it. But don't close it in figures and pretend you're coming here with a budgetary argument. Don't do that. Venezuela, 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 Venezuela. We're tired of it. They have been and continue to be good friends to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You can listen to the WikiLeaks, the newspapers, or those in your own echo chamber. I will listen to the words spoken to me last week in Costa Rica by both President Maduro and the Foreign Minister of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, who reassured me that PetroCarib will continue. These people don't understand PetroCarib. They don't understand its importance. They don't understand its terms, and they don't understand the solidarity that these countries have for one another. That is why they argue against it. Nobody is saying, for example, that when Venezuela started PetroCarib, they gained market share. They weren't selling oil in the Caribbean before PetroCarib, you know. But now they are selling oil in almost every Caribbean country. But that benefit is not seen. When oil prices high, low, or in between, they're going to have to sell oil. And now they have a market. But nobody talks about that.